So what I love is we're seeing more of this at a lot of these dealerships. This one, they're taking money off. And if you look back, all those red and orange stickers that are on these cars, every one of these vehicles that are back here, they're taking money off of what they were actually selling these cars for. We need to see more of this for more transactions to happen in the car market. All right, and check it out. Here's a Black Widow package here at GM. I believe this is a 2500. Yep, four-wheel drive. And the price on this thing, I don't know if you can see it, but it's $112,000. A monster of a truck. And here's what we're talking about that's happening right now. Ford channel stuffing their dealers. Look, this is their lot. It's full. It's overflowing, right? And then guess what? We have to park all of these vehicles in the middle of the lanes. So you have to move seven vehicles to get that truck out right there. This is absolutely insane what's going on, and it's all coming from Ford just pumping their dealers full of vehicles because they have to make their numbers look good, right? Have to appease shareholders. And really, me and you, we're not their customers. These dealerships are their customers. And what are the dealerships doing? They continually take all of these vehicles and just find a place to put them because maybe we'll get them sold. But at some point, these dealerships have to turn down these vehicles. And now, what's the line? Well, okay, we have this row that's 75% filled in the middle of the row. Do we wait till we get these two spots filled? Do we wait till we come out here and load up this whole row? So we have to move 36 trucks to get one out? What's the line here? And really, at the end of the day, it's going to be these dealers that get hammered with all these floor plan costs, with all this interest costs, with all this stale inventory that they're going to have sitting on their dealership. Look at this. Look at this. Absolutely insane. Those are all Broncos. All right, so check this out. I definitely want to look at this. This is a Harley Davidson edition. Just walking up. I haven't seen the price yet on it. $135,000. I don't know if you can see that or not. Lifted, big wheels, big tires, everything. Nice. Oh, $135,000 though, that's crazy. Those are all Broncos. And the small body ones too, the big ones. They cut production on these things because they're not moving them. Look at that. Starts right here, all the way down. And then we got that nice little pink and green one that's parked in the middle of the lane. What are they going to do? For the next few quarters, this is going to be an insane turnaround. They've been able to pump these dealers. And I mean, what do? We start just parking right in here. We got that lane filled up. Start filling up this lane. Absolutely insane what's going on in Ford right now. So here's all their used inventory right here. You can see this one was 53,000 down to 50, 17,000. Wow, this one is 17,000 down to 14,000. Now I know what you can say. They can say that they were going to sell it for 14,000 anyway and just put that it was 17,000. Maybe that's what this dealership is doing. But I've actually been to this dealership quite a few times. And as far as like fees and things like that, they have been more of the, it seems like more fair than most of the dealerships that I actually go to. So I would think they're trying to do the right thing. I know it looks good. It looks good on the windshield, right? And maybe that's not the actual case where they were selling something for on this this particular case. It was 25,000, now down to 22 grand. But what I want to see is I want to see more sales. I want to see more incentives. I want to see more things to get customers into cars here in the car market. I'm a small used car dealer. And here's the thing. The only way that I survive is by these guys actually moving vehicles, doing volume in the car market. Because the only way that I get vehicles is if somebody comes in and buys this GMC truck and they trade in their old vehicle towards this thing, and then that vehicle winds up at used car dealer auctions so that I can buy it. More volume, more velocity of money that's actually moving through the system here in the car market means more vehicles available at these used car dealer auctions, meaning my prices can go down, the competition for those vehicles can go down, and really I can get better quality too, the more availability of vehicles that's at these used car dealer auctions. Right now we're having a hard time because we can't be as picky and choosy on the cars that we're buying for my car dealership because they just aren't there. Now we'll check this out. I haven't seen very many of these. This is an Expedition, but it's the King Ranch Edition. So if I'm not mistaken, this is the top level trim that you can get in one of these Expeditions. So let's see. This is a 2025 King Ranch. Price, $90,000 on this thing. Whew. Oh, and I want to see the destination fee too. There you go. Destination fee is $2,595. And if I'm not mistaken, on the F-150s, I know at least, but probably that too, judging by the price. Ford, GM, and Stellantis, all of them, have increased their destination fees by about $600. That's just an added cost that you're going to have to pay if you go buy a new vehicle from one of the big three. Nothing that's really increased as far as what I'm looking into in the cost of actually delivering these vehicles to the dealerships. So maybe that destination fee is padding the numbers because of something else that might be costing them more, or they're just trying to increase their margin because they know that their volume's going down. Either way, more expensive for you as the consumer. And here's a Shelby right beside of it. We'll check it too. We'll see if the price on this is, oh my goodness. $162,000 for this truck. It's nice, but I mean, tell me, how many of you have bought a house for less than what that truck costs? That's crazy. Shelby package right here, F-150. What's the price on this? $141,000. But horsepower is 785 horsepower. What? I mean, you're going to get those groceries, you're going to get them real quick, aren't you? All right, more trucks that they can't find places for. Here's a Shelby. Let's check the price on this one. We're going over here, and the price on it's $140,000 for this thing. And they don't have just one of them. Look, Harley-Davidson, it's going to be over $100,000. Shelby, over $100,000. Another lifted truck. I think we got Black Widow packages sitting over here. All of them. Look all the way down that line. Over $100,000 on just about every one of these trucks that you see on the camera right now. Think about the floor plan. Think about the interest. Think about the holding costs that it's costing all these dealerships to have these massive lifted over $100,000 trucks sitting on their lot right now. In the economy that we're dealing with right now, that people aren't really spending money. They're either concerned or they don't have it to spend. It's a lot of money sitting right here on this dealership. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, it's going to start turning over in Ford's numbers. And it's not going to be long before we start seeing it. And another thing that I want to point out while we're looking at some of these used vehicles that have price stickers saying that they're taking money off. Well, 2 and 3 years ago, they didn't even have to do that. Even if it was a gimmick, even if this is a gimmick right here, they didn't have to do that because they just put the price out there and people just pay it. So right now, dealerships are having to pull some kind of levers, whether it's false advertising. I'm not saying this dealership is doing it, but what I'm saying is that they have to do something to be able to get butts in seats right now, because people are just not coming to a dealership and say, yeah, I'll take it. It's not happening anymore. You can go in, you can negotiate. You can go in, there's special interest rates that they're offering. There's incentives that manufacturers are putting on vehicles. That was non-existent 2 and 3 years ago. And now these dealerships have to do this kind of stuff to actually get vehicles to move. Are those the ugliest wheels that you've ever seen in your life? Look at that right there. Isn't that hideous? I don't know if that's supposed to be something that's cool and attractive. Let's see here, Maverick. Lobo, whatever that means, $37,000. I mean, these have got to be the cheapest level trim, because that's one of the cheapest Mavericks that I've seen as of late. Yeah, here's another one just like it. This one's $43,000 though. Okay, what am I missing? This is a 2.0 EcoBoost engine, so we're not a hybrid or anything like that. We're just putting cheap rims. To me, it looks like just a hubcap, right? Let's go find another Maverick. Here's another Maverick. There we go. But this has got the Steelies on it. So this is going to be the cheapest level trim right here. And it's $29,000, $30,000. And you have steel rims on it. And then here, I think, is a little bit better trim. Yeah, XLT. This should be a better trim than the last two we just looked at. $38,670. I'm probably wrong about those. Lobo, somebody look it up, and I what's special about that? I know the rims are not special, but this is XLT. This is probably like the mid-level trim, and right at $40,000 for it, for this little truck, if you want to call it a truck. It's a car with a bed on it. It's El Camino. That's what it is. El Camino. All right, and I want to point this out right here. Let's check out the price on this. This is a 2025 Lightning. Price on it, $82,000. The reason I want to point out the price on it, because this is a truck that, one, nobody wants, and two, it's so bad that they're even going to cut production of this, even to the tune of they might actually cut the whole product together. And that's what it's sounding like right now from Ford, that they know that that Ford Lightning was a mistake. So the talks are right now, what it sounds like coming from Ford is that this is a product that's no longer going to be offered anymore because nobody wants it. But even on a truck that no one wants, still $82,000. Gross. So I know what you're saying. Brandon, well, Ford just put up a pretty good quarter. And then the quarter before that, they actually put up record sales. How can this be when these dealerships look exactly like the one that I'm on right here? I mean, look at this. Absolutely insane. Well, it's because Ford is channel stuffing their dealerships. And we'll see, 2 quarters ago, record sales, right? So when they report sales, it's to their actual dealerships, not when a transaction happens from dealership to consumer. It's when transaction happens from manufacturer to dealership. That's how they're, Ford's just a glorified wholesaler. It's all they are. Not a glorified wholesaler, they are a wholesaler. So they can report a sale when these dealerships actually take delivery of the vehicles. Here's the thing, what happened 2 quarters ago, a little bit before that, well, we had a lot of pull forward in demand from people fear buying over the scare of the increased prices from tariffs, right? Okay, we had all that. If they're going to be new car customers, they're going to be new Ford customers, well, then they already bought. So took out a lot of the inventory from a lot of these dealerships. Dealerships loaded up, but then Ford went a step further, and then they sent more and more and more inventory, and these dealerships, they just took them. So last quarter, we still saw a lot of that pull forward in demand, not from the actual consumer side, but from dealerships getting back to the inventory they wanted. And then the valve cut off, right? So consumers stopped buying new vehicles, but these Ford dealers, GM dealers, Stellantis dealers, they still were taking a lot of inventory because they just got out of this time where they were able to sell through a lot of inventory. And now we're dealing with this. We're dealing with trucks parked in the middle of these areas where you're supposed to be able to drive. But all of this has to end, and it has to end very soon. And we're going to see it in the numbers in the next quarter, in the quarter after that. We just had a CarMax that reported, and that's more indicative of what's actually happening from the consumer side, because CarMax, when they report, they're not taking wholesale inventory from a lot of these, or they're not selling wholesale inventory to a dealership body where Ford is. So they can have sales that are happening, but the actual consumer are not the ones that are buying them. But with CarMax, a sale is a sale is a sale, and it's direct to consumer when they're reporting the numbers. Their numbers were absolutely horrible. Prices of their cars went down. Sales of their cars went down. CEO just got fired. That is what's happening here in the car market. And it's not showing in the manufacturer numbers because it's hitting the dealerships right now. Dealerships just like CarMax is hitting them right now. And we won't see it from the manufacturer side for another quarter, another 2 quarters. But it's happening. It's happening right here at these dealerships right now.